Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Well, it's not a secret anymore. Walnut Ridge is looking to capitalize on its rock and roll roots, starting with a famous afternoon airplane layover in 1964 by the Beatles.
Well, a few years ago, the state legislature recognized the significant importance of Highway 67 as far as the Sun Studio era rockabilly legends like Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Conway Twitty. They all played this area, and the state legislature recognized that fact and renamed the highway the Rock and Roll Highway 67. And we were trying to find an angle that we could attract tourists to redevelop the town, so to speak, and generate some downtown business and interest. And instead of just a festival, we wanted something that was a little more concrete. In fact, a brick-and-mortar project. So we looked at what we had, and the one thing we had that no one else on 67 Highway, the Rock and Roll Highway, had was the fact that the Beatles made their one and only visit to Arkansas in 1964 at the Walnut Ridge Airport. And as short of a visit as it might have been, that's what we capitalized on. Thus, the British invasion of the Rock and Roll Highway.
That's developer and project supporter Charles Snapp. Yes, the Fab Four taxied on the Lawrence County runway en route to a layover in Missouri. But it's given economic development leaders like L.J. Bryant something to work with, like Eureka Springs has done with a great passion play.
You know, I took this job with folks in Lawrence County last summer, and initially when they told me about it, I thought, golly, how in the world are they going to make this happen? You know, the Beatles came here once in 1964, and I thought, how are they going to capitalize on this? And then I thought to myself, you know, Jesus never visited Eureka Springs, but Eureka Springs capitalized on something. And so they've managed to have a really a niche marketing approach that 5,000 folks came in the rain to see this tribute be unveiled. And there's really no way of describing the detail that's been involved in the hundreds of hours to make this project happen. And it's really only the beginning of other things that are to come.
A block of downtown Walnut Ridge has been renamed Abbey Road, and the iconic Abbey Road album cover has been recreated in a life-size steel sculpture that anchors a tribute to the Beatles. That sculpture is the backdrop for what promoters hope will be an annual Beatles tribute band concert. The first concert, held last summer, was a smashing success, despite a torrential downpour of rain.
When we first unveiled the idea of a tribute, we used a 2-foot by 5-foot scale model that we showed the Chamber of Commerce at their quarterly meeting. And the regional TV station happened to be here, and it went nationwide somehow on the TV, on the news clips. And Louise Harrison, the late George Harrison of the Beatles, sister saw the news clip and called us and wanted to get involved. Well, now all at once, it wasn't George Harrison, but it's as close to him as you could get, is involved with our cause and wanting to promote it. And she had a band called the Liverpool Legends. They donated their first appearance to us. When we got the sculpture ready, we had an unveiling planned. It was an outdoor concert free. And Mother Nature threw us a curveball. Terrible rainy weather. We thought nobody would show up. Even during the hardest rain under their umbrellas, we had a little over 5,000 people stay for the concert, and estimate almost 8,000 had come and gone during the rain prior to the concert.
Snap's family, which owns a lot of buildings in downtown Walnut Ridge, has been renovating storefronts in the block for retail vendors, such as Snap's sister, Carrie May, who's Imagine Shop is, well, full of imagination. It's a gallery for artisans to showcase and sell their work. It's a bakery full of goodies like these cupcakes. And there are plenty of Beatles souvenirs. The hope is that slowly but surely one job will lead to two. Two will lead to three, and so on.
We've also developed what we call an Invest in Your Dreams program, where local business owners who have good business plans can work with local property owners to have discounted rent if they're willing to make the improvements. Because what we recognize is that you can't have a Toyota in all 75 counties in Arkansas, but there's about, 800 folks that are unemployed in Lawrence County. We have 440 or so businesses. So if you help them hire an additional person, you've cut unemployment in half in Lawrence County.
The Beatles sculpture and downtown redevelopment aren't the only project on the drawing board. This enterprising group of entrepreneurs wants to string along more visitors to the city, literally, with a 100-foot guitar attraction.
Well, we've got to tie in the rockabilly to the Beatles now. So this year, this summer, we're going to build a 100-foot-long, 40-foot-wide Epiphone guitar. George Harrison, John Lennon both used to play Epiphone some. The guitar you'll be able to walk on. It'll be colored like it. The strings will be built into the concrete, and around the edges we'll have 8 or 9 of the rockabilly legends that played this strip of the highway in the 50s. As part of that, you'll be able to walk up, read a plaque about why those people are there, push a button, and Sonny Burgess, one of the living legends himself with a hit on Sun Studio, is going to record an audio tour of sorts telling stories about the people. The guitar walk will be a block from the Beatles tribute.
That foot traffic is designed to give folks yet another reason to cross the road, just as the Beatles did on the famous Abbey Road album cover.
Folks here had a vision. They wanted something to happen. And I know far too often folks look for somebody to do something for them, but this community is willing to do something for itself. And we've taken a regional approach. Even the Intermodal Authority, which is Clay and Randolph and Lawrence counties working together, that we've tried to recognize that we have to band together. You know, those three counties together, the population is still smaller than one of Arkansas's larger cities. So it takes us working together and not competing against each other.